You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. A police chase in Racine Saturday night ended when a fleeing driver ran a stop sign and crashed, critically injuring a 72-year-old man. He was flown to Frederick in Milwaukee. The 36-year-old suspect driver was arrested and is in custody. In a separate incident early yesterday, another fleeing driver was tased and arrested near Saxony. Abbott Labs, already employing many Kenosha County residents, plans to hire 200 more workers in Illinois as part of a $500 million expansion. New facilities at Abbott Park are set to open this year to boost domestic production. The Racine Zoo won a contest run by the Baird Center in Milwaukee, allowing them to host a major fundraising gala at no cost. The event, planned for next year, will help raise money for a new veterinary center and educational facility. And Main Street in Racine will be closed between Gould and Augusta for major road construction. Detours will be posted. The city aims to reopen the road for summer events. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers clobber the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a season-high 16 hits on the way to a 14-1 win over the A's. Milwaukee stole 9 bases in the game, 6 of them in just one inning. Both franchise records. The Brewers' Sal Frelick.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that every team and every catcher thinks that, like, whether we're stealing or not, just being at first base or second base, the pitcher and catcher thinking about you is a success.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think that's one of the ways we win. You know, we win by collecting hits, taking walks, stealing bases, having the threat to steal, which gives you a better pitch to hit sometimes. That's one of the ways we can beat you.
The Crew in San Fran tonight against the Giants. NBA, Bucks getting ready for game 2 tomorrow night after losing 117-98 Saturday to the Pacers.
I think we were late. We didn't have enough urgency. Going to game 2, hopefully we can improve that or we can change that. We'll see. But going to game 2, we're going to be better.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Since we haven't heard Glenn Powell news in about 4 seconds, here is an update. The highly in-demand actor will co-write and star in a new comedy about a country western music star. Powell is partnering with Judd Apatow, with whom he will share writing credit for the script. Apatow, whose credits include The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up, will direct. Powell's most recent credits were Hitman and the blockbusters Twisters and Top Gun 2. A legacy drummer is out of a job. The Who has decided to part ways with Zach Starkey after almost 30 years following a performance at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Starkey is the son of Beatles drummer Ringo Starr and the godson of original Who drummer, the late Keith Moon. Starkey apparently got into it on stage with lead singer Roger Daltrey. The new Star Wars film officially has a title, and it's called Star Wars Starfighter. The film's lead actor will be Ryan Gosling, and it will be directed by Sean Levy, whose previous credits include, well, pretty much everything. Levy has directed the recent smash Deadpool and Wolverine, all 3 Night at the Museum films, and executive produced Stranger Things. Gosling's last big film was The Fall Guy, so I'm sure he's eager to wash that taste out of his mouth. Star Wars Starfighter hits theaters May 28th of 2027. There is something about podcasts that seems to help celebrities open up. Emilio Estevez recently appeared on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast. Host Josh Horowitz asked The Outsiders actor what the worst note he ever got from a director was. Estevez says on the set of St. Elmo's Fire, director Joel Schumacher screamed at the top of his lungs, "Have a good bleeping time." Estevez says Schumacher was a bully and wildly insecure. He also made a very mediocre Batman movie. Here is one of Pete's picks. The show Bosch Legacy just wrapped up after 3 seasons, and it was fantastic. Bosch Legacy, like its predecessor Bosch, is based on Michael Connelly crime novels. Bosch ran for 7 seasons and followed lead actor Hieronymus Bosch, an LAPD homicide detective who is rough around the edges and pushes procedural boundaries. Legacy follows the same character, but as a retired cop in private eye. Legacy is batting 1,000% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the original Bosch pulls a 97%. If you like crime shows, both Bosches are must-sees. All 10 seasons of Bosch and Bosch Legacy are available on Amazon Prime. Variety reports that according to the New York City chief medical examiner, actress Michelle Trachtenberg died of natural causes. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer star apparently had diabetes and suffered complications from diabetes mellitus. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be windy today with a few scattered showers and thundershowers this morning. We may see a little gradual clearing here by mid to late afternoon. Temperatures steady in the low 50s. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, 37 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Late day showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.